Marriage is an institution which is constantly challenged. Contributing factors may be communication, children, and finances. In a society where the divorce rate is about 50% and first-time marriages, reaching a 25-year anniversary is a rarity. Straight Up Urban Voice senior Jalen Edmonds of Clarksburg High School learns what it takes for a marriage to last a quarter of a century or more.
He was very traditional. He took me out for a nice dinner. He did not get down on one knee, although he leaned over and proposed.
I was extremely nervous.
I was very nervous.
There was no food eaten at
no.
the time.
No.
John and Shirley Kyle are celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary this year. They were married on October 25th, 1986.
You know, we kind of went in a little naive because of our age at 22. But I think we both knew, you know, this was something that we wanted to last and really worked at it, too. So, and we've enjoyed it. It's also been fun. It hasn't been, you know, all work. It's been ups and downs and fun. And
marriage can often be erratic, but the Kyles have found a certain element that is necessary in keeping their relationship alive.
We both have been very committed to one another. So even through the rough spots and, you know, the problems that have come up, I've never doubted that John wouldn't stay in this relationship with me, and I don't think you doubt it.
In the United States, only 50% of marriages are successful, with half of all marriages predicted to fail and a quarter of all marriages 20 years or more ending in divorce.
Marriage is a thing that we do in life, but it's one that we get no formal training for. And so we generally go by what we have observed. We repeat those patterns, or we make a sincere effort not to repeat those patterns.
Dr. Era Thomas Brown, a marriage and family therapist, explains what it takes to make a relationship work.
One is to be open to communication. The other one is to for each person to be secure in who they are and accepting of who their partner is.
Which is helpful advice for Jessica Gray and Kevin Till, who are engaged. They plan to marry in October 2011.
You know, marriage is really no way out. You know, that's the person for life you're going to stick with, you know, through the ups and the downs. So when you make your vows, you know, I really take vows seriously.
Kevin and Jessica seem to realize that marriage is a constant work in progress. And like the Kyles, they too plan to put in the effort to make it last that first 25 years.
We have some kids.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully our kids will be out the house by then and we'll be vacationing and just having fun with each other.
And for the Kyles,
more of the same. We're kind of explorers, you know, and we keep trying things and traveling around. And
yeah, we've been traveling a little bit more.
Trying new things.
We dabble. Maybe we'll have some grandkids.
Okay.
Way down the road.
Whether already married or soon to be married, both couples are looking forward to spending the next 25 years of their lives together. Jalen Edmonds, Straight Up Urban Voice. Let's stay together.